was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome back, my friends, to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Friends, I probably forgot to say that the program tonight has been extended. We've been given another 4 hours. So, Tom, you're going to be with us for 6 hours tonight. I hope you can handle it. Yeah, I'm only kidding, folks. Well, you know when I'm kidding, but a lot of people don't. Actually, I'm kidding most of the time, but I just mask it with that scowl. Anyway, I've taken all 20 of the super beta prostate tablets that have been in front of me because I'm getting turned on by what you're saying, Tom. And I'm ready to hear more. However, folks, if you like what Tom is saying, or the extent of your ill judgment is sufficient to even like what I'm saying, then I'm almost tempted to say what Soupy Sales said to the kids years ago that got him kicked off the air. Just sneak into your wife's room or your husband's room tonight, reach in their pocket, and send us those green pieces of paper. But instead of that, Tom, what I will suggest is that don't get jealous of Tom's skills. Certainly there was a part of him that was born this way, and not everyone's wired differently, and certainly not a lot of people are wired like Tom. But why don't you get determined? Because if you put the effort into it that Tom has, I can tell you from my own experience, if you put the effort in and do some of those 12 and 14 and 16 and 18-hour days and absorb his whole personality into yours. I remember absorbing Irwin Schiff's into mine. It probably shows. And others along the way who I like to think of myself as having a beginner's mind so I can learn from everybody else's mistakes and everybody else's wisdom, I would hope. Then that's what you need to do. Take this transcript, rewrite it, structure it in paragraphs and indents, give it classifications, contempt, this, that, the other thing. Then learn what's in there and then practice. And suddenly it'll all flow together and you're no longer a green belt practicing your punches, your kicks, your blocks, or throws, or whatever it is, but suddenly you're well into the higher degrees of black belts. It's just happening by reflex. So, Tom, where were we?
I was just commenting on the documents you gave us for the 18 U.S.C.
The instant affidavit, yes.
Absolutely. What a great document. Yes, I wouldn't go to court without it now that we have it.
Well, that document is not for me, Tom.
No, it isn't. But, you know, you were the author of it, Sam, and I tell you, it's a beautiful piece of work. To have a checklist handy at your disposal in a courtroom that defines felony actions by judges and officers of the court, criminal contempt of court, impeding your right, your exercise of rights, extortion, money laundering, blackmail, fraud by a judge, false declaration.
From a guy who doesn't like statutes. You know, Tom, that came to me at 2 in the morning, literally, and I stayed up instead of writing notes for a lecture I gave years ago, and that particular communing with the Lord is the reason I'm on the air today and that I came forth. So when we come back, we have the whole hour to explore your thoughts further. We're going to move off of my document and into the inner workings of your all time. So folks, stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Here we go. We can make it work. You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back, my friends. This is Take No Prisoners. I've got to tell you, I sit here during the commercials. There was a time I mostly checked emails, Tom. But now I sit here and I listen to the commercials because I get great amusement out of them. That last commercial for the prostrate, for some prostrate medication, I think it was Super Beta Prostrate, they said, you know, as the prostrate enlarges, you tend to wake up more during the evening. This may be a commercial close to yours and my heart here, Tom. You tend to wake up more in the evening, and every time you wake up, well, your wife wakes up too. And I've got news for you folks. Every time I wake up, she starts snoring a little bit louder.
Yeah, it may be a biblical sign that God wants to close the door to our wives.
Well, all right, my connection is going bad here again, folks. Tom, can you hear me?
I lost you for a few seconds.
Tom, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Sam.
I hope you can hear me now. Okay.
I can hear you, Sam.
All right, very good. Tom, I may actually have to ask you to speak without me being on the line and reconnect in a moment. I will talk to my producer in just a minute. But anyway, you know, I get the feeling sometimes that if you're a woman listening to this program, that it's almost like, as George Gobel said years ago, the whole world is a tuxedo and you happen to be a pair of brown shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to ask my producer to tell me whether or not my connection is clear, and if it is, we're going to proceed with your interview, Tom, and if not, then I'll ask you to just pick up where you left off as to how you would use the instant affidavit in the courtroom. Manny, can you hear me? Is the line clear? We're clear. Okay. So Tom, you walk in with the instant affidavit and the instant criminal complaint?
Yes, because first of all, I'm going to be reporting violations that hopefully people have already confessed to and agreed to by their silent acquiescence. And so I want to bring that up to the court's attention. And I'm going to use that checklist in case I run into the same kind of stubbornness by egotistical actors in the courtroom trying to unlawfully put men and women under duress.
All right. So let me first mention that you probably don't walk in there and say, Judge, this is the instant affidavit that was written by Sam Kennedy.
No, I don't, Sam. I believe exactly what you say, and that is that we need to own our technology. We're responsible for our own lives. It's one of the things that we all find very frustrating, and I'm not trying to demean anybody's human characteristics because I know that humble, peaceful people do not, you know, are not very overt about demonstrating who they are. But there are times when the Lord has told you who you are. You're a child of the Lord. And if you are going to pass on your birthright like Esau did and disrespect your birthright, we were born in a free country, Sam. I was born in 1954 in a republic called Illinois, and it was my birthright. God gave me an inheritance of freedom. And if I don't want to take care of it, or if I won't respect it, or if I won't pay the price to keep it, or if I won't do my due diligence and my homework to learn how to protect my rights and pass these on to my children, and by what right do I have to even ask for such freedom? Especially
to demand. That's absolutely correct, and I hope everybody hears that and reads that a second time in the transcript, because they need, without the scriptural foundation, then you walk in visibly naked into that courtroom, just as naked as the judge.
Yeah, and I usually suggest to people when they're going into court, and I know they're nervous ahead of time, read the Lord's trial and see what he does. And it's amazing. Every time I read it, I'm astounded and blown away. When they asked him if he was a king, he said, who do you say that I am? Who are you talking to? Do you know who you're talking to? Okay? The illness is on you. Prove what you say. You are the plaintiff here. Bring in the proof of your allegations or your suppositions or whatever it is you're trying to do. But please don't try to con us. We understand the nature of this beast. And one of the things I like to point out in courtrooms nowadays is that no government authority or agency pays taxes to itself. And it does not have a employer identification number or EIN number. And I'd like to point out to a lot of these commercial courts that they are in business, doing business as a court. They have an owner. They are paying taxes, and they are subject to taxable gains when I give it to them. And I want to comply with the law because I want the IRS to go get those funds back. Now, who can I report is accepting these funds? Who'd like to be liable for that? Judge, would you like to be liable for that? Or Mr. Prosecutor, are you liable for that? Who exactly in here is taking these new funds I've created, and for what purpose? Now, why won't you divulge what your taxpayer ID number is? Or is that another trick you're trying to pull on us? And I like
now,
to bring evidence
folks,
in.
Folks, listen to that. It's not an argument that I demand your 1099, I demand your tax ID number, and if you don't, then I'm going to report you. I'm going to file a criminal complaint. It may get to that point, but notice how Tom started it out, very calmly saying, why will you not report your 1099 OID, well, your tax ID number? Why will you not fill out a W-9? Are you under some impression that you are not liable for the receipt of these funds or the creation of these funds? Are you immune from taxes? Are you willing to obstruct the tax laws and have that certified? And so it's a very calm, measured approach. Please continue, Tom.
Yeah, and I like them to demonstrate, you know, like I say, when I read the Bible, which I try to use my filter for all the things that mankind writes. Now, we all have decent opinions and marvelous and wonderful minds that the Lord has given us. I mean, look at what kind of evil we've created here with our evil imaginations. But why can't we use these wonderful minds to honor our Father. My Father told me who I am. I'm a child of His. And what kind of new religion are they trying to bring into me? Am I going to accept my birthright, my inheritance, or am I going to dishonor it like Esau did? He thought it of no value, so he sold it for a cup of soup. And that's what I want people to understand about America. We had an email I think we shared a couple weeks ago, Sam, a man who told us that he spent 2 days in jail on a traffic ticket, and it was the most humiliating situation in his life, and it was the most trauma and drama and grief. And my first impression was, what exactly, do you realize how blessed you are that you've never had a family member sick or ill or in the hospital or die or, you know, you haven't had any of the tragedies that are common to all mankind? The worst thing that's ever happened to you in your life is you've been 2 days in jail on a traffic issue? Excuse me, but this is America, and this is how they do business. Okay? They'll arrest you at any time for anything. And it's just a profit-making scheme. Now, why don't you defuse that by letting them know that you're aware of it? I'm aware of the fact that you're a business. I see you have a D&B rating. I see that your revenues are reported as such. I see who the owner is. So what are you trying to disguise here? You're a business. You're like Cox Cable. If I want to do business with you, I would call up and order your services. But unfortunately, you bring me your services at the point of a gun.
Yeah.
Now, what part about a lawful contract don't you understand? Because I think fraud invalidates all contracts. Or do you disagree with me? Or do you think that duress is the beginning of a contract? Because I don't think so, Judge.
Did they teach you that in law school?
Yeah. Is that what they,
what did they teach you in law school about using duress to sustain or execute a contract? Is that a valid contract? Can a contract exist under a condition of duress or coercion?
Or what about all these papers that you want us to sign? Are you cognizant of what an immoral and unconscionable contract is and the fact that it's unenforceable in courts? A prostitute does not come in here and try to collect money from her John because it's an immoral and unconscionable contract. Drug dealers don't come in here and try to get their money from the guy off the street they were selling drugs from because they would be arrested. Now, what exactly makes this any different in this courtroom than what I just described? You're engaged in a criminal activity. You're doing extortion, racketeering, conspiracy against men and women, and you're doing so under color of law. And do you think we don't recognize? Do you think the American people are so sound asleep that we are not paying attention to what you've done? Now, it's, you know, please don't confuse our patience and our collecting the evidence with stupidity. We're not stupid, okay? And this is not something I'd be telling a judge. This is what I'm trying to explain to the people. We are not stupid. We recognize the issue of the problems. And one of the things I want to, you know, bring to people's attention is that you, unlike so many people who show up on the radio with all the naysayers and reporting all the problems, there's no news here. We all knew the news. The news is bad news. Our country's going to hell in a handbasket because we will not pay the price to remain free. Now, we talk about honoring veterans. We talk about honoring people who gave the gift of their life, who spilled their blood in order so that their freedom would be established, so that their kids would remain free, so that they were not in an oppressive, tyrannical government. And yet, here in America, we've been watching this slip away from us for 30 or 40 years. And I find it repugnant that we don't understand the nature of the problem. And one of the things I like to point out, Sam, is just how evil our adversary is. I think his greatest deception is to act as if he doesn't exist. And yet Satan is described in the Bible as a wandering lion, seeing whom he can destroy. And if you're one of those people who are not going to get prepared to meet the enemy, then don't be surprised when you get destroyed. Prudent people do what prudent people ought to do, and that is learn how to defend and protect yourself and your liberties and your posterity and your inheritance and your children's lives, because I would hate to think, as a father, I would be so negligent in all my duties to keep this country free for my children that I would just sell their future down the drain and let this become a Nazi concentration camp. And so that's what I hope people take away from some of our discourses, is that we all need to pay a price for these things. I consider my little jobs going to court here and there as just the price I have to pay to remain free and to keep these things available for my children. Because you don't want them oppressed by the boot.
Let me interrupt you there for a quick break, and that's an excellent place. Those are words to ponder.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Welcome back, my friends. We're here with Tom Schultz, and we want to stay on point and use this program for the opportunity to hear as much as he has to say about his courtroom approach, his courtroom personality, and the various particular language that he uses, because I think that language will be very valuable, especially to people who are incarcerated. They have a lot of time in their hands, and during their other than their Bible studies, there probably isn't much else to concentrate on. But learning this understanding, giving it a graphic face of who one is and how one would approach these things, I think is invaluable. And so I'm just going to ask Tom to continue. Oh, Tom, before you do continue, though, I just wanted to mention that the seminar that you're at is called the BIC Beginners Workshop. It's being put on by a group called BIC Study Club, and it starts tomorrow. And if there's anybody in the Las Vegas area or who can get there from California and wants hands-on work on their own paperwork in the presence of some marvelous mentors and Tom Schultz, and I suggest you hop in a car, speed out there, or maybe contact them at info@BIC Study Club first. I don't know if there's a screening process, Tom, but since you're there and people need the training, I suggest if it's possible to accommodate last-minute people and you have the room, then people should contact you and take advantage of it. That's not why you're on the program, but you're a walking advertisement, Tom, for that workshop for anyone who wishes to really partake of this kind of wisdom for 5 days instead of the 6 hours we have tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Sam, right, one of the things, we don't have a screening process per se, but there is one thing that we're trying to prevent, and you and I have discussed this in the past. One of the things we're trying to prevent is to bring this thing into a commercial venue for people who neither know what they're talking about or really serious about helping people. The reason I'm associated with BIC Study Club is because I know these people. They went to your classes. They went to 3 or 4 of them. Every opportunity they could to come to the retreat, they studied, they worked on it, they helped people, they worked their own cases.
Yeah, and one or two of them drove me nuts with emails.
Yeah, exactly. And yet those are people who are serious about studying what they need to learn to redeem themselves from this slavery that Satan has created for us. And one of the things is that we don't want to screen people. We don't really give a darn if the IRS agents show up themselves or federal marshals or U.S. marshals or sheriffs or attorneys. I'd welcome everybody to come because I don't have any controversy with anyone. We do, however, ask that people will sign agreement that they are not going to use this for commerce. They're not going to go create a new cottage industry of selling documents that don't help people, because we've heard about people like Mid-Atlantic States and other people who are. They don't help people. They injure them. They charge them thousands of dollars for some documents. They don't give them any help. They don't give them any help with the preparation. They don't understand what this document is supposed to do for you. Therefore, it's not a magic bullet, Sam. It's all in your mindset. The documents themselves are like a mental crutch that you can read so you can understand what kind of frauds are perpetrating on you. And you can bring it right back to them, ask them to explain this fraud that they're doing. Now, if they can't explain it, where does that leave them? Without any lawful authority? That's exactly
yes.
what we want to demonstrate.
Because
I'm all for obeying the law. I do not want to see anybody injured or hurt or I don't want to see rape committed or anything else. I don't want to let rapists and true criminals off the hook. But what we got going on in America is just a business of imprisoning people so we can access their credit by secret, by disguise. And that's what we want to reveal, just the truth.
All right, well, that point is well taken, and I think the listeners to this program probably have heard me belabor that point many times. In fact, we have a registered mentor, a former registered mentor from the last couple of conferences who we have had to excommunicate. And I have begged him to honor the termination clause of the covenant and return the materials with an affidavit certifying that they're off the computer, that they have been wiped, and not to use them, not to engage other people in the commercial manner in which he is. But he has declined, and so I'd like to give one more public, semi-public warning now to please honor the termination commitment. You know who you are, or I will have no choice but to make the name of the excommunication public so people will be forewarned that they are at risk of being injured. I'm asking you, as a Christian man who wishes to demonstrate mercy here and settle this appropriately, simply honor your covenant with me and close this out and figure out your own technology for helping people, or else I'll have no choice but to protect those who would seek out counsel from those who purport to be registered mentors. So, Tom, I'm glad you brought that up. But you brought up another topic there. I know that topic, by the way, is extremely dear to your heart, that you have a tradition of spending 6 months a year away from home, pro bono, helping other people, doing some outlandish things to help people, training people, helping them with paperwork, guiding them through the pitfalls of their life, and I commend you for that. When we come back, I'd like to address the topic of using the paperwork in its default fashion in the courtroom and how that default and estoppel is helpful to walking out of the courtroom. Please don't go away, folks.
Network. because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th, that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks.
Welcome back, my friends. All right, Tom, before the break... Yeah, that's better. Tom, before the break, you mentioned using the paperwork as a crutch, and... I know you use the paperwork in your cases. You execute that paperwork very quickly, and then you bring it with you when you go to court. Let's see, what do you bring to court, Tom? You bring the completed administrative remedy with the notary certificate on top, possibly apostilled and filed in the county, so you have proof of their confession that there is no controversy, that the case has been settled, that they are the successor surety confessed of record, that there's a confession of judgment, that they've waived all rights to protest, and on. You bring the instant affidavit and the criminal complaint. Do you bring any case law with you or any of those Supreme Court cases that you allude to?
No, it's not my job to educate them on those things.
So what do you bring?
Basically, I'm just bringing, I hope, a righteous attitude. I want to get along with my fellow man. If they're suffering under the delusion of the propaganda system that they were educated with, hopefully I can turn on their lights to see what real law is that comes from the Bible. It's all wrapped up in the golden rule. Unto others as you would have done unto you. Now, why do you...
Let me interrupt you 1 second. Folks, that's an extremely important point. You're going into court, my friends, worried about if you're going to come out and how can I defend myself and protect myself, and Tom is going into court to bring souls into the kingdom. Now, isn't that the most foundational and basic difference in the approach between Tom and many of you? So I ask you to consider that, and if you reorient your thinking when you read these notes and you review what he has to say and you forge your own responses, then maybe you'll start forging responses that are more closely aligned with saving your brother and going to peace instead of the conflict that tends to lead to war and getting jumped by the marshals in the courtroom.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid conflict at all points, Sam, but I want them to recognize limits of their authority, and we all need to treat each other with respect. And if that's the case here, and I've brought in a notice of settlement, and I've agreed, and I brought in agreements and confessions and stipulations, now what makes a third party who wants to superimpose their ego upon this issue? Excuse me, but you're not a party to this, although you have the right to join it at $50 million fee. If you'd like to come up with that kind of change, no problem. Jump right in. But in the meantime, these men have confessed to felonies and crimes against humanity. Why would you want to jump into a crowd like that? I think I'd like to stand back and see what happens. Wouldn't you, Judge? So let's just introduce them to what some real law is. I don't want you to become a conspiracy. I don't want a conspirator. I don't want you to become involved in something other than do what you're lawfully obligated to do. Our own moral, virtuous obligations to treat each other with respect and yet bring as much law and justice into the world as we can. And that we have to do by honoring each other. I mean, the only reason we have authority to go lock up a child molester or somebody who's injuring or harming anybody is because we have no right to break the peace. We have to recognize each other's sovereignty as children of God. Now, if we have a problem here, we can resolve it by just discussion. Abraham and Lot, when they got into conflicts between the two groups of herdsmen, they decided, in order to eliminate the conflict, that they would part company and go separate ways. They were related and loved each other, and yet they agreed to disagree or let others disagree, but so that they would not have any conflict. They would go separate ways. If you would go to the east, Abraham would go to the west.
West.
Why? And that's what I'd like to introduce into the court. You don't have to accept my opinions. But under law, law is not a variable. It is not, it's not open to subjugation. It's not open to personal opinion. If law is law, it acts the same way in every case, which is one of the things I'd like to ask lawyers a lot of times. Excuse me, but if law is law, Mr. Beecraft, how come in U.S. versus Long, the man is found not guilty of income tax evasion or failure to file? And yet we turn around several years later with Sherry Jackson Peel, and we have a case that lasts one day, and she's convicted to 4 years in jail. Here's a woman that deserves 4 stars, an American hero, for revealing the truth. Erwin Schiff is an American hero. And yet an attorney led him down the path, wrote jury instructions that said, by the way, Mr. Schiff is a U.S. citizen, a slave on the plantation, and is a resident of Nevada, legally incompetent to represent himself. Therefore, do what you will to him because he's just like a child or a senile old person. Now, is that exactly, is that what we call law in America? That's just trickery, deceit, lies, subterfuge. It's satanic. And I personally will not participate in these things. I am not going to send my children off to war to commit crimes against humanity. I'm not going to participate in making any more weapons of mass destruction. And they're not going to use my funds and my labor to do it. So I don't care if a word of law or not. I bloody well refuse. So how simple is this? You don't need to have my opinion or share my opinion, but you need to respect my opinion. And that is, I will not participate in it anymore. How many wars do we need to go through before we figure this out? The Beatles used to write songs about it. I mean, I was very proud of our generation back in the 60s when we stood up and said, no, we're not going to do this anymore. We don't consider the people of Vietnam our mortal enemies, nor do we consider them a threat, nor do we consider all this propaganda that you're giving us daily on the news to be real fact. It's just propaganda. And when we stand up and say, no, we're not going to go, guess what? Some people have to leave and go to Canada. Some people paid a price and went to jail for their convictions. But those people are American heroes. they pay the price for freedom that we all share. And I get kind of angry at people who don't want to pay any price for this. You have to pay a price for it, or you don't deserve it. Now, that price, if you're wise, will be learned from the mistakes of others. Okay, that's what Solomon said. Learn from others so you don't repeat the same mistakes. Look at what the Freeman did for us in Montana back in 1996. The world was watching, and they did it right. They didn't hurt anybody. They produced pieces of paper that said, you're in commercial breach of contract, and you're committing commercial war against us. Why? Why don't you have the respect for us that we deserve? We have that much respect for you. Why won't you treat us the same? And yet, as you know, one of the guests at your last conferences was one of the Montana freemen who could explain vividly what they knew they were doing in Justice Township. Isn't that ironic? In Justice Township, that Americans were treated as if they were slaves on a plantation. And, you know, it's just, if God did not love all the races on earth, black, yellow, red, white, blue, whatever, why would he have created them? Okay? It's just ironic that we let people divide us and split our mindsets and bring us into controversy when we all know and want the same things. We all want a better life. We all want the opportunity to create a good life for ourselves, for our children, for our posterity. Why do these people want to interfere with that? And why do they want to steal our labor to create more weapons to destroy more people? I mean, I know that people do not like to read the news or not like to get on the Yahoo and investigate things. But people need to be aware that, you know, there's 1.5 million plastic coffins stacked up in Georgia, ordered by FEMA. What do they plan on doing with 1.5 million plastic coffins? What is the UN depopulation program, which spells out that they'd like to destroy 5 billion people on the planet out of 6 billion? Or even more. I mean, people like Alex Jones, with his radio show and movies like Freedom to Fascism and all the things that are available on YouTube and on the internet are telling you the truth. These people are not lying to you. We have some of the world's best experts telling you how they're poisoning our water supply, poisoning our food supply, biologically engineering all kinds of things. What kind of evil imaginary crap is this that they're teaching us and wanting us to support? And my question to everybody out here on a moral level is, what are you going to do with your life? Because you are going to see a judge one day, and he is your creator. And how are you going to answer him about how you manage your life? Because he has given you a remedy. And that's the one magnificent thing I find about the Bible. He has given you one and only remedy. And that's what I find true in commerce. We have one and only remedy, bankruptcy, and to pay the bill. No. Are you still there, Sam, or have I lost you?
No.
I'm sorry, I ramble on a little bit there.
How could you lose me? You just the opposite, Tom. You've brought it from the realm of this world into the realm of the world, and that's the message that people need to hear, that this is not just an election to fight so we can achieve a refund. This is not an election to call oneself free or to rebel against what appears to be an unfair mortgage industry, but there are much bigger principles and much bigger divine purpose at work here. And I don't know anyone who frames it better in terms that people can understand and relates it to the foundation for everything that we do commercially, which is Scripture. The contracts, the new deal has already been laid out for us, and it wasn't in 1933. And the purpose of what we do is to ensure by acts of conscience that those men and women who believe they have the authority but truly only wield the power are exposed continuously to enough people who by their actions can demonstrate that we are operating on a higher plane than the pagan planes of violence and idol worship and diversion and deception and fraud and destruction of people's lives for lack of a piece of paper. We are attempting to bring awareness of grace back to those who are our public servants and pretend to be, but have truly forgotten it. And no one makes that point better than you, Tom, so it's impossible for you to lose me. What I would like to do is take those default documents back into the courtroom and see how you approach it when the time comes to enforce the estoppel and enforce your commercial settlement. So we have a couple of minutes before the break. Would you grace us with that, please?
Sure. Well, now that I've got my administrative remedy complete and I've got my certificate of the default, I have a judgment in estoppel, so I'll notice to court. Notice of commercial settlement. This issue is now settled and resolved. Thank you very kindly.
Do you do that in writing or orally?
Sure, I'll put it in writing so that they know the issue's already settled. Now when I come to the court, we can just resolve that matter. It is settled. Hey, Judge, you don't have a problem with that, do you? The whole purpose of the Administrative Procedure Act is because we were in court from the very first time we get a letter from the electric company or the phone company or from a law firm or whatever. We are in court from that point on. And we're supposed to act righteously by demonstrating that we don't have a controversy or resolving any controversy we have. If you say I owe you a debt, if you'll demonstrate what that debt is, I'll be glad to pay you. Isn't that what Richard Comfort told us? I'll pay you to validate the debt.
That administrative process is underway whether you buy into it or not, whether you recognize it or not. When that first bill comes or when the monthly statements come, if you don't respond to them, that process is underway, and there will be some clever attorney somewhere who will walk it into court a few months later, a few years later when you've forgotten about it, and say they were presented with 3 monthly bills, 4 monthly statements, and an unanswered affidavit, and we're moving for summary judgment, and they will get it.
Of course, and that's why we need to understand these procedures that they use against us.
All right.
A lot of
so
times
you go
I describe
into...
that as a kind of a liar's poker. They began with this lie, and we'll bring the poker back to them.
That's right. Now, you go into court, and plaintiff opens up his mouth first, and he says, blah, 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 and this debt is not paid, and he's a terrible man over there, and the judge looks to you and says, how do you respond? Take it from there, Tom, with your default and estoppel, please.
Your Honor, are you aware of the case Trinzi versus Pagliaro decided by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that all attorneys have no first-hand knowledge, therefore everything they say is hearsay?
All right. Repeat that case slowly for the audience, please, nice and loud.
Your Honor, are you aware of a Supreme Court decision in Pennsylvania called Trinzi versus Pagliaro?
Trinity versus Pagliaro.
Yes, Trinzi, T-R-I-N-S-E-Y.
Yeah.
Versus Pagliaro, P-A-G-L-I-A-R-O, I believe.
All right, now just continue.
And the court concluded that an attorney has no first-hand knowledge. Everything he says and he writes is hearsay. Now, is this court going to put up with hearsay? Are we going to order that all things said by the attorney and written by the attorney be removed from the record? And if we do that, Your Honor, what would there be left to adjudicate here?
Mr. Schultz, I'm going to hear arguments about this contract.
Therefore, Your Honor, you've already seen the contract and you would like to step in as a co-joiner to the party at a fee of $50 million, which has already been established?
This court is going to exercise its responsibility to adjudicate this controversy, and we're going to hear, I want to hear what the plaintiff has to say and what you have to say.
Excuse me, Your Honor, you have made a determination that there's a controversy when I'm not aware of any. What we present to the court is a demonstration of settlement by the parties. Do you want to breach that settlement agreement, sir?
Yes, well, plaintiff's pleadings here would support that there's a controversy in effect, so I'm going to hear these arguments.
And who is that plaintiff, sir? Is it
Mr. Jones, over there. Or at that point, of course, the attorney stands up and says, I represent the people. If it's a criminal case or if it's a civil case, the attorney's going to stand up and identify the plaintiff. And your response
could
be...
Okay, can I see a power of attorney from the people authorizing you to represent them?
Yes, Mr. Schultz, he's a duly licensed bar attorney. He has authority to represent the people.
And I'm a duly licensed sprinkler fitter. That does not give me the right to break law, does it, Your Honor?
There are no laws being broken here today.
I think that creating a controversy and bringing in a fraudulent claim is fraud upon the court, and it's committed. It's also considered a crime of bigotry under the common law. Is that correct, Your Honor?
Well, if you're going to accuse this court of a fraud for adjudicating this case, then we're going to have a problem here, and I'm going to warn you about the possibility of a contempt charge against you.
What type of contempt would that be, Your Honor, civil or criminal?
Well, you perform the contempt, and you'll find out.
Oh, well, I'm asking you for legal intent here, Your Honor. It is not a violation of your oath of office to describe what your legal intent is. I'm not asking for a legal opinion.
Thank you. Duly noted, Mr. Schultz. We're going to turn around and we're going to hear what the plaintiff has to say. Tom, don't go away, please. There's music in the background. We're going to break. And it's no fun arguing with you, Tom. Folks, we'll be back in just a moment.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com or order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Welcome back, friends. Well, this was a very fast 2 hours, I would say. Tom, we only have a couple of minutes. I will ask you to flesh out a little more. In fact, let me ask you a direct question concerning the default and estoppel. What would be your most powerful position that you might bring to bear upon a judge who insists upon stepping on it?
Excuse me, Your Honor, are you taking the position or legal determination that you have the right to impair my contracts?
And if he falls silent, of course, you'll accept that as his agreement.
I will accept your agreement.
What if he comes back and simply says, well, this court wishes to hear the arguments in this case? We're not impairing anything. We're just going to hear the arguments.
Well, Your Honor, what we've just advised the court, you may have some misunderstanding about this. We've advised the court that there is no controversy. There is no controversy here for the court to adjudicate. So we would not like you to waste any more taxpayers' money continuing with something that's already been resolved. I think we can all agree on that. Is that correct, Your Honor? Good.
All right. Now,
very
skillful the way you turn it around to a question on him again. Tom, a couple of things. Number one, I wish you Godspeed and all of his blessings here in the next 5 or 6 days, and the attendees to this conference truly are blessed to be there, and I hope I've seen you at conferences. I know you'll enjoy yourself, and it will be a rewarding experience for you as well as them, and I wish you a really good fortune this week, and may those who come to attend gain the most from this experience that the Lord will grant them. And secondly, I want to thank you for coming on the program and ask if you would join me again at some future time, not in the far distant future, because I think we have, just by these discussions, there is more substance that can then be put down on paper. And I promise everyone that I am going to transform these transcripts and notes into a hot-linked outline of thoughts that you can then digest the way I think people's minds work in sort of compartmentalized. In fact, now that I think of it, you know, my passion for an American law merchant retreat has dissipated, although I welcome Americans at this Canadian-focused one that we'll be having. For a variety of reasons, I'm excited about that. Canadians are dying for this information and technology, Tom. They are dying for it. I spent a lot of time in Canada when I was in school and when I was in practice. I love Montreal. I love Ottawa. And I love Toronto. I love the people up there. I felt like a king. I felt like I was in Europe up there without having to travel overseas, albeit they live under a communist dictatorship that has a taxation rate that sometimes for hardworking husbands and wives approaches 70%, 80%, 90%, and that's what we're seeking to influence in a lawful and for the Canadian citizen mirror image, a legal manner. But for those regarding the states, I think I see the need for an advanced course where we bring people together and we review these technologies in real fashion, under the fire of the judge's gun for 2 or 3 days, and review how to enforce our commercial settlement. So, folks, as of Tom being here today, my mind has shifted in that direction almost like the snap of a finger. Tom, thank you for being with us. That music means we've got to go.
Oh, you're welcome very much, Sam, and thank you very much for everything that you've given all of us.
Well, you're more than welcome. And, Tom, let me just remind the world, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. And that, my friend, sounds to me like a description of my friend Thomas Schultz. Folks, we will not be live next week. I'll be at a conference. So join me in 2 weeks, please, for the next edition of Take No Prisoners at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good night, and may the Lord bless you.
Gold has been.